Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of Scouting 5, recapping scouting news from around the world for the week of May 31st, 2021. I'm Scouter Ken, and I'm once again recording from St. Albert, Alberta. This first story is a bit of an older one. It took me a little while to actually find a way around the paywall that was in the way of it at the Winnipeg Free Press, but fortunately the Toronto Star picked up the story, so that's kind of cool. This concerns a scouter out of Winnipeg. Her name is Yvonne Kyle. And for a change, instead of being the one to hand out personal achievement badges and outdoor adventure skills badges, she is the one receiving some much-deserved recognition. She learned back in January that she is slated to receive the Sovereign's Medal for Volunteers this year. And this is in recognition of more than 40 years of service to Scouts Canada. The medal will be presented to her, if it hasn't already, this is a bit of an older story, by the Governor General of Canada, and it recognizes Canadian citizens who've made significant, sustained, and unpaid contributions to their communities. Kyle, for her part, is the group commissioner for her scout group in Winnipeg. She's also the primary coordinator and team leader for a group called Quest, which is a one-week wilderness canoeing camping adventure for youth. It takes place every July. I don't know if they're still ongoing in these COVID times. And she also edits The Campfire, which is a province-wide scouting newsletter that publishes about 6 times a year. So very, very heavily involved with scouting and with outdoor adventure for youth. Very, very deserving of the Sovereign's Medal. That is so cool. So congratulations to Mrs. Kyle. That's amazing. Some unfortunate news out of Lansing, Michigan, however. The Boy Scouts of America are facing more abuse allegations. And of course, if you've been following this story with us, you'll know that a lot of the allegations that are sort of at the center of the bankruptcy case that Boy Scouts of America is facing right now, a lot of that has come out of New York, and that's because, of course, New York expanded the window in which abuse victims could come forward to claim damages. Well, now it appears that in Michigan, the Boy Scouts of America are being investigated after new abuse allegations have come to light there. And the Michigan State Police, in fact, are asking the public to report any instances of abuse related to this investigation. The abuse reports were evidently disclosed during recent civil litigation proceedings and add to the already just staggeringly high number, 90,000 claims that have been made as part of the bankruptcy case. But to end this out on a happier note and still focused on BSA, it's worth noting that Scouts BSA Girls Troop 496, which is sponsored by the Kent Island Elks Lodge, that's Lodge 2576 in Stevensville, that's Stevensville in Maryland, not the one in Montana. Anyways, Troop 496 recently celebrated its second anniversary. It's been a little over 2 years now since Scouts BSA opened up their membership to include girls. And here at least is one girls troop founded likely very, very soon after the membership of Scouts BSA opened up to include young women as well. Now they're celebrating their second anniversary. Can you believe it's already been 2 years since that happened? Like, wow. I mean, granted, between then and now, 2020 happened, and that year just has all kinds of time distortion properties. But still, very, very awesome. This is a story that's definitely going to be repeated and already has been repeated, I'm sure, many, many times across the United States. Many, many girls' troops sprang into existence almost overnight when, in February of 2019, the membership opened up. So, yeah, 2 years now. That is awesome. And it seems like Troop 496, as I'm sure many other girls' troops that were founded in 2019 and 2020, seems like they're still going strong. So congratulations. And that is all the news I have for you this week. So thank you again for listening. And until next time, be prepared. Oh, and hey, one little programming note that I'm going to hide here just at the end of the closing music. If you happen to be in Scouts in the St. John, New Brunswick area. I'm going to be headed your way in, well, actually, I'm leaving on Monday, June 7th, but because it's the Atlantic bubble, I have to isolate for 14 days upon my arrival, but I'm going to be in St. John from June 7th onward until probably the end of June. So once I'm out of my little isolation period there, I'd happily get together for any scouting activities that are taking place in and around the fine city of St. John. Please drop me a line, scoutingstuffpodcast@gmail.com or outlook.com.